The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
Adam.
Sorry.
I'm Adam.
Kind of derailed us a little bit already, John.
Oh, it can't use the D-pad. It's got to be the joystick.
Yes.
Why didn't you say that before?
Sorry, I just thought you would assume that.
D-pad
changes the weapons.
Oh.
Like most games, the D-pad is used for something other than directions.
And he's Peter.
What is going on right now? I'm Peter.
And back there we got Josh.
Today I'm McLarge Huge.
Oh, McLarge Huge.
Yeah.
I am not for ever all of calling that. You that.
It's a little self-deprecating.
I'm big. I'm McLarge Huge.
All right.
join us
in a chat to figure out what that's all about. So what have you guys been up to?
Flip flick.
I played a decent amount more Batman. Game is tons of fun. And then played some Heroes of the Storm with everybody else. I'm sure John would like to tell us more about that. You weren't talking. I jumped in.
You jumped in immediately, but that's okay. I like it. Is that all you played?
Yeah, those are really the only two things I played this week.
I actually didn't get to play anything this week.
Oh, that's yeah. Weeks like that happen. That's what the rest of the week is going to be like for me.
Oh, yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough.
No, I played I played Rocket League, like, always. And then I played some more Rocket League after some of the Rocket Leaguing. No, I played Heroes of the Storm as well. I also played the Hitman Sniper Challenge. Did not realize it was only one level. So I kept trying to figure out how to get to a different level on the Sniper Challenge. I was like, cool, that was fun. I beat it. I got a higher score than Peter. For some reason, my thing showed me Peter's score.
I played that, like, all of no times.
Oh, no, I know. Because I could tell by your score. It was, like, what you would get if you only played it, like, twice.
What is the Hitman?
It's got, basically, a guy lands in a helicopter, and they're like, that's your target. You have 15 minutes to kill him, and then he leaves. He's very punctual. And then you get a 15-minute timer at the top, and then they're like, you have to kill him and all his bodyguards. And so, first time, I just, like, shot him in the face and then killed as many guards as I could. In the mayhem that ensued after I killed the main target.
I'm guessing that wasn't the right way to...
It's not the wrong way. You will still clear the mission. You just won't get nearly as many points as if you, like, say, headshot every guard on the top of the building and all the ones on the side that are out of the way. And you can time it when they're close to the edge. And so when you shoot them, when they're, like, looking off the side, they'll go, like, flipping over the edge.
Yeah.
And they're like, nice. Doing that's a good thing to do because at this time there's nobody in the streets below. And I'm like... I feel like making bodies rain off of a skyscraper is never really, like, it's never a good time for that. Like, nobody will notice these bodies splatting on the concrete below. Just shoot them off the top. Like, but anyways, I followed the rules. And then I played Heroes of the Storm with these guys, which I was hesitant about because I had just started playing.
He was real hesitant.
Yeah.
It took me a lot of, like, pushing and prodding to get him to play.
Come on.
It wasn't that bad. But for John, you need to give him a little nudge when you can hear the reluctance in his voice. Just like, just go ahead and download it. We'll try it.
You just didn't think it would be any good or what?
No. So I finally had Peter...
He wanted Rocket League.
I really did, sense. Though. No, I had Peter set up to play Rocket League with me, and then he was like, or we could play Hero of the Storm. I'm like, no, we made plans. He's like, how
so
about...
So you were devastated at
no,
that point.
No, so what he did was, he's smart. Peter's smarter. You gotta give him some credit. He was like, how about we play some Rocket League while the game downloads, and then, you know, once it's downloaded, maybe jump into some Storm. And, then I was like, well, when you put it like that, we could possibly...
How long did download take?
Not even short. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and we played even after it was done downloading. We played like 3 or 4 games, I think, total, and then we went.
Which is about 15 minutes. And then how much did we play after that with Heroes of the Storm?
Like 4 hours or something.
Let's just say the game times weren't equivalent. I was way down, though, because that game was super fun right off the get-go. I really enjoyed it.
Full day I played it, I put 8 hours in on Sunday. Like, that's all I did Sunday was play.
I was there.
Damn, guys.
It was really fun.
Yeah, man, we had a full group for a large chunk of it, too.
Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah, that's the glory of it. I think it was the glory of that whole day, was just playing with
bunch of
nothing
bros.
But homies. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we'll be talking about that a little later anyway.
Right on.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Did you do any gaming this week, Josh?
Maybe.
No?
Yeah, it was McLarge Huge.
McLarge Huge, yeah.
I killed both the guys in Comics Through Plays. That was fun.
No, that's a form of gaming.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. I cheated, but I killed both the guys.
Fine. The John is giving me this horrible looking face over there. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just gonna keep it simple because you're gonna talk about this later. But I exploded.
Oh, okay.
I like how that's enough said. And you're like, oh yeah, that shit'll happen.
Playing a little bit of the game that we'll be talking about later. So. You guys ready to get into the news?
Yeah, let's do the news.
Oh, I just wanted to... I played Dark Souls 2 again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to add that in.
How close to beating it are you?
I streamed, yeah.
I was going to say, tell us about the stream real quick.
It was good. I kind of cursed more than I originally intended to, but there was some asshole in our zone, and he was being an asshole. And so I called him a bunch of lewd names.
Like asshole.
McLarge Huge.
Well, so essentially, to recap what's on the stream, you can go
John's
to my stream
it.
To get the... the full details, but essentially my friend and I were going through the Dragon Shrine, which is this particularly hard area in Dark Souls 2 where there's only one bonfire, and so you have to fight your way through all these dragons, and it's kind of this tiered temple, and every time you go up the stairs, there's a new set of dragon warriors and dragon rider, which is this guy that's like 6 times larger than you trying to kill you. Then you get to these steps, and before I go into like explicit detail, in Dark Souls 2, you never really fight more than, you know, usually more than like 3 or 4 things at a time that are have any kind of difficulty. You go up these stairs, there's like fucking 50 guys there. I'm exaggerating. It's more like 20, but still, like 20 guys that are already all running down towards you. You're like, that's impossible. Like, I don't even know what you expect of me right now. But while we were doing this zone, this guy kept invading us. The same guy. I guess we were the only two or three people online because he kept invading us, and he was really good. And it was me and Justin versus him, and he still would manage to kill the host.
Wow. Damn.
Both times. We even trapped him in a room one time. He like went into this room with us, and there was only one door, and Justin got right in the doorway and stood there and prevented him from leaving, but then he still like guard broke Justin and pushed him out of the way long enough.
That's a Spartan kick, right?
Not in this game. It used to be in Dark Souls 1.
Oh, okay.
And then he ran past you. I think they're adding it back in Dark Souls 3, though. I don't know yet. But that's what happened.
Right on.
Was fucking terrible.
Do you think that he had done that thing that you'd mentioned on a previous show with the under-leveling, to where he made himself come down a level to be in your guys'...
Could be. He was very... his build was quite optimized, but I don't think so. I think that given where I was, he was definitely within my range.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't... We definitely didn't have... Our builds weren't as finely tuned as this guy's, because he built specifically to be... a shithead. So
fair enough.
Sounds like he succeeded. So.
Yeah, he was a shithead.
Well, you're also saying that he could just heal behind all the creep, right?
Yeah, because creeps don't attack you when you're in someone else's world. When you're invading them, they don't even see you. They can't even hit you. You can't even make them accidentally hit that guy.
Yeah.
The only way you can make the creeps attack him is by consuming an item called the giant seed or something like that, and then it'll make everything aware and attack him.
Oh, okay.
But he kept running away and using a spell called Warmth to heal himself over time. So if he almost died, he'd run behind a couple of dragon riders and be like, oh, I'm healing back here. You want to come get me? You got to aggro all these things.
Right,
hard,
gotcha.
Hard. I understand why he did it the way that he did it. if I was that good, I would do that. Like, to give you some context, we were, like, he knew the game well enough that he knew all the traps. Like, so one time when I was a summon in Justin's world, he got us up to this bridge, and I was running out onto the bridge to escape him, and then Justin was going to cut him off. He snuck just past Justin and then threw a knife at me and knew I couldn't dodge it, and then because I'm on a rope bridge, and then died. And then the other time, he ran across the same bridge, and lo and behold, if you take too long on the bridge, then a dragon will knock the bridge over and kill you. But I didn't know that. That guy obviously did. Like...
He does sound like a real dick.
He was a real dick. We almost had him that time, too. But he outsmarted us right there at the end.
He's all, hello, dragon.
I was just like, you can even hear me in the video. I'm like, the dragon flies by and it gets staggered where you're just kind of like falling backwards for a second. I'm like, oh, the dragon staggered me. It's probably going to kill me. And then it like flies by and then like doesn't do anything. I'm like, oh, I guess not. And then I look behind me and the bridge just ropes are cut and falling out behind me. I'm like, fuck. Fucking, like, if he's yelling, like, fucking cut the bridge, what the fuck? And then I have that aha moment, like, right after. I'm like, oh, that fucking bitch.
Let's see what he did.
So what?
So the video's, like, saved or published or whatever.
Yeah, it's on Twitch. You can find it under my Twitch name, Only Half Evil. It's about an hour long. And you'll know that it's us, my stream, because it has a big Waiting for Players banner that describes our podcast and links back to our website. So.
Oh, nice. Awesome. So, what do we got in the news?
We got a couple things in the news.
We got more than a couple things.
We do have more than a couple things. First thing in the news, though, is the Tesla Model 3 was announced this week. It's being billed as an affordable electric car. It's only going to cost about $35,000.
It's going to start at $35,000.
That's with hand roll up windows and no power locks,
no electric batteries.
What?
It's actually just the shell of a Tesla.
It's just the frame and the shell. It doesn't even have seats, actually.
But this article says they're fairly confident they should be able to begin delivering them by the end of 2017. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize they were that far out.
Yeah, they've gotten...
It's next year.
In the article here, it says that they've already taken $7.5 billion worth of pre-orders.
Good Lord. $7.5
billion?
So they're going to start delivering them at the end of 2017. When are they going to finish delivering the ones that are already pre-ordered?
Like by the 2020? Time the Model 4 comes out?
That was what it was like with most of their Tesla models. A friend of mine bought a Tesla, his father, rather, bought a Tesla, and he didn't get it for 4 months.
Wow.
So they're just kind of like on back order, essentially, when you buy them. They're really popular vehicles, surprisingly, so...
They have really nifty features.
I've been seeing a lot more of them on the road.
Well, the autopilot.
Yeah, definitely.
I like how they're straying away from the self-driving name. So,
right.
Yeah, that I
just
like
just kind
that.
Of like assisted driving or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Well, self-driving makes you think like people can hop in there and just take me to work. And that's not how the autopilot system works.
Works really well on the freeway.
Yeah.
I saw a video of it.
But you're not dealing with like stoplights and left hands and right hand turns.
Yeah, as long as you're on the same road, you're fine. I don't know if it'll merge for you though. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea.
I imagine that
cannot compute swerves off road.
This says that the base car will do 0 to 60 in less than 6 seconds, and it'll have a range of 215 miles.
That is actually, awesome. Quite good.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive for an all-electric car.
200 and how many miles?
16?
215 miles.
15?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad.
And that's the base model.
Especially if you're using it as, like, a commuter, you know?
Where you're going to be able to charge it, like, every other day. Every day, really, if you want to. I don't know if
Which
you
is
should
It's not the only
those.
Thing that you should be using it for, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
It's definitely not your road trip car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it would be fun. It'd just be short spurts. It's only going to take us a month to get to the other side of the country.
Did you see the quote from Elon Musk from his blog post 10 years ago about the Tesla?
No.
Okay, to get an affordable like electric car on the market, he said 10 years ago, build a sports car, the Tesla Roadster. Use that money to build an affordable car, the Model S. Use that money to build an even more affordable car, the Model 3. So literally, he built the most expensive thing, sold it at a premium, was able to go down. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Smart.
But he called it. He was like, 10 years, got it. All right.
He's like, Some people have really a 5-year plan. I got a 10-year plan. I'm going to make affordable electric cars in 10 years.
I don't know what the inside, which version of the inside I'm looking at, but if that's the base model, I mean, I want it. Yeah, that screen is really nice. The interior, it does look very futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say space-like necessarily.
Well, they said
isn't the final design, so.
Gotcha.
They said when the actual steering wheel is in there and they finally show you, they said the lack of instruments and stuff will make a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Once you...
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, it makes sense because, like, I'm looking at my friend's Leaf. And there's just so many frivolous things in there that on the dash just to make up for the lack of other gauges.
Right.
I mean, so then they have this, like, they have, like, a bunch of gauges, like, how eco-friendly you're, like, how many trees you save is a thing inside of the Leaf.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I'd love
forest.
To know that, but just tell me in the sales pitch once. I don't even know all the fucking time. You know, like, and the battery bar is, like, the whole background. It's like...
Damn.
Huge. Like, you know, it's just unnecessarily large.
Just because there's no need for any gauges, really, other than
no, there's no heat
charge.
Gauge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no heat gauge, you don't need one.
Right.
No odometer.
No oil pressure, anything like that.
No,
so.
No need a fuel gauge.
I hope they're not using...
Battery gauges, like the replacement, I guess, but...
I hope they're not using the batteries out of those hoverboards. Let me tell you. It's a fireball!
I bet you... You could power one of these cars with the, how many fucking 64 some odd batteries of that big ass hoverboard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sofa mattress box spring
real
thing.
Hoverboard? Yeah. God, that thing was so ridiculous. He's like, you
hover
could
block,
hover
yes.
up into the air and slowly rotate
arc
in
board.
Circles while
that was
trying
what was called
maintain,
the arc board. Yeah.
Trying to maintain your balance. Oh, God. We made it sleek and aerodynamic.
Oh, there's
like, you made a rectangle.
Sign back there during the promo, 133,822 reservations.
I see that, the current reservations, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it says that they got twice as many pre-orders that they expected. So,
well, that's probably why they aren't building all of the parts for the cars themselves. Like the screens, for example, they're actually shopping that out to...
LG.
Excuse me, to LG, yeah, to keep up with the demand, because they'll be making so many cars that they won't be able to have the time to
don't
also
most
make
car companies usually, wouldn't they most of them
I'd
have the screens built elsewhere anyway?
But what I took from reading that they were trying to do it all on their own and do the screens and everything, and then they
maybe, I thought it was more like, hey, we're getting LG to build our screens instead of just some no-name Chinese company
that
Chevy does or whatever.
I didn't think about that. That's probably more
likely. I feel like Adam's on the nose there. I mean, I don't think that they would, you know, just say... Like, why would you even spend your time developing that technology? Like, it's not even your thing.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Unless they somehow be like, the Tesla screen, more efficient battery screen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Operates in low light all the time.
But this is pretty cool, though. I mean, $35,000 still a bit pricey, but that's getting into it's getting into the range that most people can afford now.
Yeah.
So.
Especially
like a car loan.
You have to take into account what you're saving by doing this, because like my dad drove a Geo Metro for years, but with what his work paid for mileage on his car, that thing paid for itself like five times over, including the cost of the replacement engines. And transmission that he had to put in it. Well, because it's a little three-cylinder, man.
Oh, yeah, those things.
It gets like 100,000 miles to the gallon or something.
I think it's like 40.
I mean, it's not exact,
yeah.
But
either way, this is only a good thing because other car companies then are going to start following suit and trying to make cheaper ones.
Especially
so.
If it becomes a nationwide.
Right.
Like, I think at 183,000, they're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Other car companies are like, we need to get on that and bank it before we make it.
This only applies to people that live in Washington, but a friend of mine who has the Leaf calculated how much it costs for him to have a Leaf. And I'm not including the payment, that the car payment, but just for power. He pays $23 for powering, like for a month to run that car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Does that cover all of his commuting is just that $23?
Well, yeah, because you're just talking about the electricity from the house,
right? To charge it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems low to me. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, I didn't think it was that low. I would have thought, like, an electric car would kick your electric bill's ass.
You'd think so.
I wonder how long the battery lasts, like, on standby. Like, if you only drive a few miles a day, could you go weeks without charging it, you know?
If you only drove what?
Per day? Like a few miles a day or something. If it's got a 200-mile range, you only drive like 5 miles a day.
Probably less than you would probably think just because batteries are constantly discharging.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I wonder how long, like, the, I don't know, standby time or whatever you would call it.
Oh, I'm probably, even if you just have the key in the ignition with none of the lights on, probably not a lot. All they need is enough power to put the indicators on the dashboard and possibly the screen on. So a long time, I would imagine. But you just don't need power for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I
mean,
and then these cars regenerate some power while they're driving, right?
Yeah, they have featherless alternators in the wheels when you brake. Mm-hmm. And they also you can also increase the resistance of the wheel, so the wheel turning actually generates electricity.
Oh.
So, like, in most situations, like, the amount of electricity that you're gaining is obviously not what you're depleting, but if you're going down a hill or something like that, that will generate electricity without you having to put as much gas.
So you're actually riding the brake and building electricity as opposed to burning it like you'd be if you were going uphill.
It'd be so cool if a car was a perpetual motion machine. Ah, the efficiency.
Until you had to stop.
Stop what?
Going.
Then you just have charged batteries, and then you drive again, and they're charging.
You would just need enough power to jump start it. Like, that's it. Like, if you had a perpetual motion machine, how many batteries would you really need, you know?
Couple.
True.
It'd be the Juggernaut.
Bitch.
Unstoppable. You know, the Juggernaut, he's also McLarge huge.
They need to make a sweet-looking car that's, like, fully coated in solar panels.
They have one.
That you can buy?
It's called the Tesla.
It's just, like, they call it the Sun car or some such.
Yeah. No, just saying, like, that... coupled with, like, as many energy-producing methods, like wind turbines in the grill. And, like,
how big is this car?
It's not that big. Small turbines.
Those turbines will not generate, practically anything.
But it just helps. It just helps. You just, as many things as you can
Where are they exactly?
In the front of the car.
Why?
On the back of the car. I don't care where they go.
I just feel like, why? You don't even have a grill in an electric car.
I know. You've got...
You've
got turbines.
I'm just saying, currently there is no purpose in having them, so you're creating a new purpose for the front of the car, which is turbines.
Yes.
Wind turbines. I feel like it's about time to move on to the next
probably.
Next time.
We're getting into John wind turbine tangents.
I'm going to laugh when the car comes out.
So,
did you guys mention the LG thing?
We did.
Yeah.
That was
crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty sweet.
So, Microsoft ships out the HoloLens to
devs. Already did.
March 30th.
Yeah, it's last week.
Hooray!
If you're not on the first round, they said 3 to 4 months, right?
So, did you get yours, John?
Of course, because I'm obviously a developer.
Yeah, why didn't you bring it?
Yeah, I'm making games like they're going out of style over here with all my game-making skills that I don't have.
But it doesn't have to be a game.
I know, you could be purchasing it.
Yeah, I'm making 3D
VR.
Porn.
Yeah.
And I need one. Of those.
That's probably a bigger... You'll probably make more money that way.
Probably. I know, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, trust me.
Actually.
Right now, the only 3D model...
I'm just saying, HoloLens live, like, FAP sessions with women.
Oh, what?
Just saying. Yeah. You'd make... Render her on your fucking bed or something. Or on the wall nearby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
She's just now forming on a green mat.
Don't get me wrong. That sounds awesome and at the same time somewhat creepy.
It is fucking creepy, but I'm just saying that would make dollars.
It would make hella money.
Have her do the crab walk on the ceiling.
I mean, if you're into that.
Fucking exorcist. Okay, go to the corner of your room and put your hands against the wall.
There'll be categories, obviously. Yeah. I mean, one horror of them will be horror porn,
Rule 34. It's out there.
Yeah.
Can be done, will be done.
Well, don't worry, John. They said if you didn't get yours in the first wave, they'll be sending the rest out over a period of 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months? I thought it was 3 to 4. I'm adding extra months to make everybody else feel more anxious.
It'll be
about my hollow porn.
Lens.
Didn't you guys read books on Kindle?
I have read books on other e-readers.
John, I can't hear you raise
your hand. I have. Sorry, I forget something.
It works real great on an audio show.
And, it's trying.
So you're going to tell us about that?
I made a sound effect for my arm, so now you guys can tell when I'm raising my hand. I've read a lot of books on a Kindle until I lost my Kindle.
How did you lose that?
I'm pretty positive I left it on an airplane in the little pouch on the back of a seat.
Yeah.
But by the time I... How do you forget that?
By the time I realized I didn't have it, because I swore I put it in my backpack, and then, like, when I was getting ready to leave, I was like, oh, I got to charge my Kindle, because I was on vacation. I didn't really do a lot of reading. I just wanted it for the flight. And then I looked around, and I didn't have it, and then I was just like, oh, fuck.
Some stewardess got a Kindle.
Yeah. Yeah, she was like, sweet.
If they even check those pouches ever.
Yeah, who knows? The next person that sat there probably got the Kindle.
They better check those.
That or I left it at your guys' house and somebody came up a Kindle. I don't know. You guys ever find a Kindle lying around and you didn't know anything about
As a matter of fact.
Had about, funny thing you mentioned that.
Had about like 900 and something books on it. No? Doesn't ring any bells? Okay. Yeah.
And he hasn't read since.
I haven't. Lost the e-reader and I'm done for. I had the old Kindle.
I
absolutely loved. I'm not even going to lie. I didn't like it at first. I thought it was stupid.
Well, there's a new one coming out.
It's not the Voyage. What is this one called?
This one doesn't have a name. It's just it'll be the Kindle replacement for the Kindle Voyage.
I just like the first line in this this article here. If you're about to buy a Kindle Voyage, you should probably hold off.
The Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos? I don't know.
Bezos?
Okay.
Bezos.
He's an embezzler.
He tweeted earlier saying, heads up, readers, all new, top of the line Kindle, almost ready. Eighth generation, details next week.
Oh. So
he's just teasing you.
We'll talk about it next week, then, when we have details.
Probably.
more on that later.
Am I the only one who read on a Kindle, though?
I've
used other e-readers.
E-books.
You just listen to e-books.
You don't really call them that.
What do you call them, then?
Audiobooks.
They have a name, really?
I do listen to a lot of audiobooks, but I still read books.
Yeah.
I just never read books, like, on an e-reader. I don't know why. I just don't like that. I think if I had yours, one without the backlight, and the killer awesome power-saving screen, I probably would have read a lot on that.
I, like, never charged that thing, man, and I read tons of books on there. And Monica's boyfriend at the time, his name was Nick, that guy, he's like, hey, John, he's like, I've got, like, you know, this many books on my computer that I downloaded you could throw on there. And so he threw them on there, and then Peter was, like, talking about a book. He's like, you should read this. And I, like, searched on my Kindle, and I was like, I totally have that book. But
I think the interesting thing about this article was just, like, the guy who wrote the article said, like, you know, you wouldn't expect a CEO, like, launching a new flagship product to be this flippant about it and be like, hey, check out us next week. Instead, he'd do, like, a presentation at, like, at a trade show. But Kindle owns the e-reader market.
Yeah,
now.
So who the fuck cares?
He doesn't, obviously.
Yeah. It's not a tablet. It's not like a competition between Android and iOS. It's something else. It's something in its own niche market. I mean, are you going to go to a conference about that and the fucking Nook?
Well, they are competing, though.
I know, but they're blown out of the water. Barnes & Noble's Nook is a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, I just mean that they are competing with Android. Well, they do have an Amazon app market, and you can download apps on your Kindle. It is technically an Android, like, tablet operating system, yeah.
Wasn't the Nook, though, the first one that you could really, like, wipe and turn into a tablet?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it with that.
Nick did that, too. He bought a Nook and then wiped it and then downloaded some software onto it, so it basically worked like a tablet.
I mean, it has the same hardware as a tablet.
Yeah.
That's what I did with my Nook, is I wiped it.
Yeah, the Nook?
Yeah, I got one.
Well, you didn't read any books on it.
No, I turned it into a tablet.
Okay.
I could still read books on that. I just could also do other tablet-y things.
I thought you got your tablet with your phone.
No, that's my second tablet.
That's my other tablet.
His name is
Steve.
I went to go update it, and I just totally ended up breaking it. And I was just like, well, throw away.
So it's not your second. It's just you only have one tablet. It made it sound like you had two tablets. I was gonna.
I've had two separate tablets, but not together. I give my dad the second one because he uses it to control his TV.
I've had nothing but garbage tablets, and I still have one that I ordered and forgot to return. So now I paid $60 for a tablet that never worked out of the box.
Shit,
pretty sweet deal.
You couldn't return it?
I forgot to return it.
Oh,
I sat
what?
It in the box up there. It's still sitting in my room. I'm just like, oh. Fuck, now I have to figure out how to fix this piece of shit.
That's failed, John. I'm
Let's
sorry.
Let's cut to November. Fuck, I never fixed it.
That's probably going to haunt you scumbag brain style for a while.
I think I'm just going to make like a... Can we make like a sweet YouTube video? Like
yes.
Office Space style? And
yes,
we'll just,
sure. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll
fuck
that.
Yeah. PC I know what's Lander. Happening to this.
What does that mean?
$60 YouTube video. Let's fucking do it. All right,
so stay tuned for that.
Use your bow.
Yes. Yeah, shoot a target arrow through it.
Well, I'm not going to shoot a broadhead.
Why not?
Yeah, that'd be really cool looking too.
No, because if I shoot a broadhead through it, see, there's going to be this problem where once it passes through, if it doesn't shatter a hole big enough to pull it back out, then I've got to pull it through fletching first.
Aww.
And if I do that, it's going to strip my fletching off my arrows.
Or you
and
just
the tablet's not worth that.
Mount it like a slain deer head on your wall with the arrow still in it.
Yeah, I won't even use a nail. I'll just slam the fucking arrow into the wall of the tablet. And just be like, yeah.
I don't think you're strong enough for that, but
excuse me.
Yeah, you go ahead and punch that arrow right through all that plastic and metal. Yeah, because that
matters.
And the
wall is made of drywall. It's like gypsum.
And the tablet? Board. What's the tablet made out of?
Plastic. The arrow's already
through. Oh, just
through
plastic?
It,
there's
my
no
bow.
Metal or silicon or anything like that?
John's getting a little bit large, huge.
My bow's already shot the arrow through it. Then I'm just picking it up.
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
It in
so
the
now
wall.
You're shooting with an arrow and then putting
that's
it in the wall.
That's what we had discussed.
No, you said I'll just punch it straight into the wall. Like you were going to go through the tablet into the wall.
I said I wasn't
like
even going to use a nail. I'd just use the arrow.
Well,
instead
I would
of pulling it out and ruining my fletching.
I would throw the tablet.
I don't understand
up.
Why this is so hard to grasp.
He'd say pull.
So
and
hard
be like push.
To grasp.
I knew what you meant, John.
Thanks.
I was there with you, buddy.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything to defend you because this was funny, but but I knew what you meant.
Witcher 3, huh?
They had a fun little April Fool's Day joke. They,
was it, though?
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious.
Most definitely was an April Fool's joke. I'll post the video up on the website. We all watched it right before the show.
I like how they're talking about it. It's just like, well, when people rode the horse, they got motion sickness because the horse was just too good.
Too realistic.
Yeah, too realistic.
Bugs. We encounter bugs every day life. That's what gives us humanity.
They created a team to create bugs.
Yeah. I like how that one dude was also just like blacked out. Yeah. Like, he was in witness protection.
They gave him that deep voice.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
It sounded like Batman.
He kind of did.
Do you bleed?
Speaking of April Fool's Day jokes, did you guys hear what the website Pornhub did?
Cornhub.
Yeah, they changed it so if you went to Pornhub.com on April Fool's Day, it went to Cornhub, and the entire front page was just corn videos. So it was just like getting shucked hard. Things like, it was so funny. So
was anybody mad about that?
I don't know.
Two ears, one silo.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm pretty sure that Pornhub doesn't give a shit if people got mad.
Hell
because
no.
They're like, you'll be back tomorrow to fap.
POV shucking.
POV shucking.
Well, no, I'm more curious if there was somebody that was like,
some
ooh,
corn
yeah,
gets
this
creamed.
Is my kind of...
I'm sure there was somebody.
I think we could go on for
corn
a while. Yeah. We should call it quits overhead.
Shuck so hard, it's popcorn.
This is exactly why I was saying. I was trying to save you.
Save me.
Save you from bad
McLarge
porn corn joke.
So the Last of Us movie.
I'm ready.
You guys segue like a...
It would butcher corn, you know.
All right, anyways,
no. So
you segue like shucking corn.
Oh, inner shucks. Bread corn gets husked.
What does it say?
Inner bread corn gets husked.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Instead of cream pie, it's cornmeal.
It's all actual corn videos.
God. Yeah, they were all actual corn videos. Like, if you searched for anything, it would take you to wherever the fuck you wanted to go, but their front page was all corn videos.
So how'd you find out about this?
Reddit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I had to go, I found out about Reddit at work, and I was like, well, I have to find out now.
So you went to Pornhub at work?
Yeah, on my phone.
Not oh, thank God. I was like, on my future computer? They're going to be like, yeah, John, Cornhub, really? Just, you know, I got a thing for corn.
Fucking typo. I can't help it.
The C and the P are nowhere.
Nowhere?
Nowhere.
They're gone? I got two here. You need them?
Yeah, like, yeah, you've got two each. So, Last of Us movie. Apparently hasn't seen any progress in over a year. I haven't been following this movie at all, so...
Maisie Williams is supposed to be Ellie.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know who Maisie Williams is, how about Arya Stark?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
That's a really good cast.
Yeah, and that was the rumor, and she's still the front runner, but this was more than a year ago.
Unfortunately, it sounds like this probably isn't going to happen, or at least not for a while.
Does The Last of Us need a movie? I mean, I almost felt like it was its own story.
Well, I never finished it, so, but...
Oh, man.
You never finished The Last of Us?
Mm-mm. No, I actually haven't played very little of it, and I figured I'd go back
Don't you love Naughty Dog?
I've never played.
I figured I'd go back and play the remastered edition.
Yes. Yeah. PS4, do this. So. Yeah.
Can we do it in
here?
Not,
I got figured. Sure. You're going to do TV. It.
Oh. What about that computer? Does that thing work yet?
Not yet.
He hasn't even opened it, man.
You don't have a monitor around here with a cable?
Not an extra one. You want to throw out a monitor? Actually, it needs a hard drive still.
No, I just mean, isn't that...
Did you guys recently just come up a monitor?
Yeah, ladies.
No.
Let's
have some fun. No, it's that right there that he's looking at, that monitor right in front of you.
That, oh, yeah. You're talking about this monitor?
Yeah, I'm talking...
The one that I'm using right now?
So wait, you have three monitors, but you can't spare one? Just checking.
Hey, no. This one's busy.
We'll teach you how to produce a show one day, and you'll appreciate the extra desktop real estate.
Mm-hmm. Did I get to Netflix?
Well, I mean, I would if I had that square-ass monitor you guys were using before.
This one?
Yeah, that I mean literally square. And that other one. That other one really isn't particularly.
Lenny gave me that one.
No, that other one kind of flashes.
I feel like I gave you guys one, but I don't think you use it. The Dell one?
Oh, that one went inside.
Okay. I want
that's my second monitor inside.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Where I do most of the podcast editing.
And the porning.
Gotcha. Well, yeah.
The corning.
The corning.
Corn video on one side.
And the jokes are back.
So anyway, no Last of Us movie yet.
Yeah, Neil Druckmann said the studio updates us every now and again on progress, but it's in that development hell that's before pre-production. Then he also said there's still hope for the Uncharted movie, as they still talk about that shit.
Well, they talked about a Warcraft movie for
ever.
Eons, yeah. And it's now it's finally decade. Coming yeah. out. You know?
When is that coming out? Anybody
June.
Know? June. It's am like I the June only one 11th. In here that's excited?
I'm super excited.
I'm stoked. Yeah.
I mean, Josh and I read several of the books.
Mm-hmm. So. I haven't read any of the books.
That's why I'm like,
but...
dude, there's Lothar, and there's like Orgrim Doomhammer, and... Medivh!
I would totally be down to read the books, though.
Not all of them are good, but a lot of the first ones aren't.
Written well. I've read, like, books based on video games, and it's just like, this one is terrible.
Fall of Reach, amazing.
War of the Ancients is the good
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that a lot of the recent ones are probably good, but I haven't really
read
them either, so.
I haven't read any Halo past Ghost of Onyx.
I've never read any Halo.
I didn't get to Ghost of Onyx.
I just read Hooked on Phonics.
So, moving on.
I hate you, John.
It rhymes. I'm sorry.
Well, since the Last of Us is only available on PlayStation, it's kind of nice that people with cerebral palsy will be able to play it.
That's
that was a
good,
rough,
I guess.
I tried. All right, I fucking tried.
I don't know what's rougher, that or so.
So, Sony.
So, Sony.
PlayStation employee designed a custom controller for gamers with cerebral palsy.
Well, this one specific gamer, because he sent an email to this
right,
guy.
Right, yeah.
Talking about how whenever he used the PlayStation 4 controller, his left hand would hit the touchpad in the middle and pause the game on him, and how frustrating it was. And basically, this guy was an employee of the retail marketing operations department, Alex Nawabi.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He, on his own time, basically built a controller. He kind of rewired the touchpad to a button on the back.
Oh.
And sent it off to him, built him a controller that should help him out. He even says in the letter, because he wrote a letter with it too, that like if he's more than willing to make another one too, if like the button placement doesn't work very well for him, or if he
also,
has suggestions.
If it breaks, the warranty's void. So he's like, just let me know.
Right, that's what he was saying. It took like three controllers to build this one.
Yeah.
So he's like, there's no warranty on it or anything like that,
yeah. You
know. But
he's like, hey, if you need anything, man, I'll do it again. And it took him something like 10 labor hours to do it or something like that. Yeah. Well, this isn't the first time this has happened. It happened before with the Xbox, the original Xbox controller.
The Penguin?
The Duke.
Oh, I like the Duke.
Mm-hmm. I like the Duke.
That
too.
Was my favorite Xbox controller. Yeah.
Which one's the Duke?
The big one before that came out with the S controller.
Oh, that's the one I call the Penguin.
We call it the Penguin.
I call it the Bat Signal. It looks like a fucking fat bat signal. It's named the Duke.
Yeah, why the Penguin? Just
I'm aware of that. It wasn't named the Duke originally.
It was just the controller.
Yeah. So at the time that it was just the controller, it was the Penguin.
Oh, okay. Like, that was actually a code play with name the Penguin
controller? That's what we called it. No, that's what we called it.
The Danny DeVito.
That's what I'm trying to... Why?
Because it's fat.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a penguin.
And can't fly.
Why call it the Duke? Does it have give off a ducal air?
Well,
is it noble?
King. It's above a lord.
I'm still Duke, missing Duke, the connection
Duke,
here.
Duke of I don't know. I just Duke, called it the Duke because people call it the Duke.
That's because that's what everybody else calls it.
Why do they call it the Duke? I'm just saying it's not as...
See these two toe hooks?
Duke is as arbitrary as penguin.
Exactly. I mean, just as arbitrary as penguin. I don't need to be judged by y'all. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm with you, Peter, man.
Thank you,
I'm from the days of the Penguin.
Yeah, the Penguin forever.
I always preferred the Duke that over penguin, the S controller.
That Penguin happened to also
You
be
preferred
a Duke.
That big-ass piece of shit?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I hated
Why?
It. Why? I don't have small hands, and I still don't like it. It just felt massive for no reason.
The start, back, white, and black button are in really inconvenient places to press.
I felt like it was inconvenient after they changed it. So
really, you had to. Were you able to get up there really easily and press them? Okay,
because
like right
issue.
Here,
he used his nose easier. While he was playing.
Right down by your palm.
But I have to admit, I've always been a bigger fan of the Sony controller. Anyway,
maybe we should have called that controller
like the
Woodpecker.
Anyway,
I still think the best controller ever made is the GameCube controller.
I love that controller.
I like the GameCube controller.
I think it's got a better layout. I like the offset analog sticks far more than having them parallel to each other. Not that that's necessarily bad. It just feels better
it's
the other way.
It's just personal preference. A lot of people.
Certainly.
let's see. What else
Good
we
on
got?
PlayStation
This
play.
One I'm actually kind of Seriously. Excited about. This new bit of news. I actually might start playing The Division again because of this. Free Incursion DLC is coming soon. And they've added a decent amount with this. First thing that they added, which I was excited for... Trading between people, so you can
thank God
finally give gear to people that you find.
Nice.
That would be nice.
They probably were like had Google Analytics or talked to Google. Like, how many times did people search for this? Like, just like
millions.
They're like more people than own your game.
Yeah.
I can name at least two. So people I Googled, that search for it. Yeah. So there's three there. So
that's really exciting. They've also added another area in the Dark Zone. They've added. Supply drops in the Dark Zone. They'll actually give you guys things to fight over as opposed to just the random ones that are already on the map.
So when the supply drops, you have to battle for it? Or you just go get it and then somebody guns you down and was like, I wanted that, and then somebody guns him down.
Just there, just like a supply drop in like DayZ, and then just whoever is the last one standing or has got the balls to run out there and try and loot it super fast.
They could also do this
other
thing.
That's always intense. And
that only people that are there within a certain amount of time can open it, and then it's like a last man standing kind of thing.
Oh, that's true.
That would be fun.
And then if someone kills the person, one of the last people there, then no one gets it.
You screwed yourself. Should have let me loot it first.
They're also adding smaller events to the map, almost like dailies, where you'll win Division Tech or... I don't have the.
When do we get motorcycles?
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
and they've also added four new tiers to gear as well. So they're more specialized tiers though. So it's a tier for a high end tier for like your or your medic or things like that. Where it's all going to help your gadgets. Or it's all going to help your DPS or your overall health.
I finally got my character balanced. Because I was going straight healer, I had so many gadget points, like way more than anybody else. So then my heals would actually like really heal, like my crate and stuff. But then I was getting, when we got to the high level stuff, I was just getting dropped all the time. And Koi was like, what's your health at? And I'm like, you know, like 8,500. He's like, I have 23,000. And I'm like straight DPS. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, how much DPS are your points? And I get told that. And he's like, what? He's like, how many tech points? And I told him. He's like, why do you have so many tech points? I'm like, you know. I was like, you know those heals you like so much? I'm like, yeah. Now you know why.
I need to correct myself. I said four tiers of gear. It's four sets of gear. There's a set.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. There's four different high-end sets.
I was
going to
say, they went
gear.
Above yellow?
Agent level is still capped at 30, but you can actually boost your gear score beyond that level cap. So it's a way for end game top levelers to keep leveling what they have.
Yeah.
So that's another thing they've added. They have had assignments, like I said, those are like your dailies. For example, they use killing 10 cleaners, which are the guys with the
flamethrowers.
The flamethrowers. It's meant to be brief, small, optional. You definitely don't have to do it, but you can earn Phoenix credits, division tech, and other rewards
what
as well.
What are Phoenix credits?
It was a third type of currency in the game that I never got to a point where I felt like I have a bunch. I was even got some free ones from Uplay because they were giving some away the first week of launch in the rewards tab. Never used them. Never came across a fucking vendor or anything that used them. No idea.
I'll Google that too.
And one thing that I actually thought this was really cool is if you are grouped and if you die, you can now follow your teammates while you're loading to give them support and tactical information as well. So you're not just like, look at me staring at the ground. This is fine. And they've also added Falcon Lost, which is it's another main mission. It comes in hard mode and then an even tougher mode. With checkpoints and everything like that. It's an additional
endgame mission.
Yes.
Phoenix credits. How do you get them, and what are they for? In short, they're an endgame currency used to purchase game gear and weapons from special vendors in both the base of operations and the far north safe room in the Dark Zone. You obtain them from daily missions and challenging difficulty missions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just never found that. I wonder if that's a vendor that you don't unlock until like the entire armory is upgraded or something.
I was
going like
to say
that.
Until your base is probably 100%.
Yeah,
probably don't have access. Phoenix credits.
Yeah. Ta-da. They've also upped enemy abilities. So now certain enemies can deploy drones, which are aerial enemies that are a lot trickier to hit. Yeah, so they've added quite a bit for this, and this is just the first of two free DLCs that are coming.
Nice.
And then later on in the year, they have three additional DLCs that will add additional areas to the map that you'll have to pay for.
Did you already say the date when this was coming out?
No, I think it was about April 12th.
April 12th, yeah. And that's for all platforms.
Yeah, so. Platform-wide. So it'll be... So I might pop in and check it out. The game was really fun. It just didn't have enough draw to want me to keep coming back to play the game.
It wasn't that so much for me. It's just like when I had the free time, other people didn't have the free time, so then I just Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, our buddy Koya we play with, he would get online.
Power level.
But then, and then I would be like, oh, Koya just got on the Division. I'm like, I'm still playing Rocket League. Not addicted, though, I promise.
Oh, you and Rocket League.
Not addicted.
Is just... basketball out yet?
No.
Not yet. Sadly.
You know, March Madness is pretty much over, Rocket League. I'm just saying.
Oh,
you're kind of missing the...
Maybe they planned...
They're at the Final Four on fucking Saturday, so where are they at now?
Maybe they plan to release the patch day of the championship game.
Maybe.
So they could be like, instead of watching the Final Four championship or March Madness championship, come play Rocket League.
Well, that's what John would be doing.
Yeah. I'm not watching March Madness anyways. So.
I'm just saying I don't watch basketball.
That's what Mike's going to do.
I watch real sports, Mike.
I know for sure.
Hey, the last 5 minutes of a basketball game is a real sport.
Yeah.
The other hour and 45 before that, or whatever the fuck the quarters are.
They're 15.
Okay, so the other 55 minutes before that, not exciting at all.
Sounds like soccer.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, soccer doesn't get any more exciting in the last 5 minutes. If you didn't like it at the start, you ain't going to like it at the end.
Like, it's just as exciting the entire time.
Yeah.
Bunch of adult men jogging.
I'm kind of excited about this last bit of news.
I was too.
Something that Adam and I can share.
Well, you two enjoy, because I didn't understand most of those words.
Okay.
I'm just not allowed.
Adam, why don't you go ahead?
Basically, in a Windows 10 update that's coming out, I don't know when the update actually comes out.
There's no release date scheduled.
Yeah. They are adding a full Linux command line to the system.
Hmm.
So and that includes like development tools and applications too. So,
mm-hmm.
My understanding is the biggest benefit comes to like developers that. Need to that the tools work better on Linux than they do on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like having to dual boot and develop software for Windows on Linux, they
mm-hmm.
could just straight on Windows then.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it is cool. It's not like a virtual machine or anything like that. It's a full Bash command line. You'll be able to install programs with apt-get just like you would on Ubuntu.
Okay.
The way that there were Linux's repository, so apt-get is a command that you run that will search common repositories for a package that will install that application onto your computer for you, and they have like a lot of public repositories that it makes a lot of sense. Right. And like you can get it from one location.
It's a much easier design than so. It basically, it's like if you wanted to go download a program, you would go to like the website or wherever you find it. Download the executable file and install it. If I wanted to download a program, I would just type in apt-get install and then whatever the name of the program is.
Oh.
And a lot of them
from a command. Like, I don't have to go out into a web browser and download. Yeah,
and there are similar tools to that as well. And you can actually use it to search repositories. So if you don't know the exact name or version of the application you want to download, you can it'll figure that out for you. You can actually give specific version. Like, I want... Mm-hmm. You know, this version, or you can actually tell apt-get in a lot of cases to like, I want the most current version that is possible, like this with a little carrot sign at the end of it.
It comes in really handy too. Like, if you need to roll back a package, like something's broken on the newest version of
some
program.
So you want to go back
downward
to carrot?
Right. Yeah.
No, that's to keep up to date.
Okay.
But they're actually working. I think what's really awesome about this is that they're working with other Linux developers to make this. This isn't something they're working with Canonical, who's making who's made the tools, and they're making them compatible with Windows.
Yeah, and they've apparently been working with them for a little while now. People were they were hush hush about it. People were wondering what there were some rumors that they were thinking Windows was going to buy Canonical and shut down the Ubuntu project.
No, that would be weird.
No, well, that's just rumors, but...
Well, I mean, I think that what the idea with that Windows is, the direction they're going in with Windows is to stop release. Windows 10, I hear, is going to be the last version of Windows ever sold.
Yeah, I've heard
After this,
too.
It's just going to be Windows, like just like Linux, and they'll be pushing updates in perpetuity.
All right.
So that's kind of the plan, but that's just kind of this just reflects to the Microsoft's new open source, leaf that they've been spreading, which just gets more and more awesome. I think so.
I think it's cool. I mean, it definitely makes Windows 10 a little bit better. I think you know.
Yeah.
But I think that's all we got for the news.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's yawning over there, time to
move on to games.
I think John's gonna load up that game here soon.
John has still been playing it the entire time.
John's already playing it.
Yeah, been playing it the whole time.
No, I just reopened.
No, as soon as news began, he was like, "I'm just gonna play this."
Well, he was surprisingly lucid considering.
It's a pretty easy game.
I disagree.
Tell us a little about this game.
The game is called Slain. The description says it's a gothic puzzle combat platformer with gore galore.
Gore galore? What's a gore galore?
I'm about to die again.
It says it's a twist on a classic hack and slash games, the classic hack and slash games of the 80s and 90s. You should really turn the sound up, though.
Fuck, it looks like
a lot of this is about
Jesus.
Oh my God!
Maybe turn it down a little bit.
Just a bit there, buddy. My eardrums are destroyed.
I wasn't listening.
So music volume down to 2.
Man, I did not know that was about to be that loud because I've had it muted the entire time.
My brain did not
this
like
really
that.
This really reminds me, like at least as far as the art style, of like an updated version of Castlevania.
Yeah, that's the kind of game it's
which is,
like,
I mean,
you know,
it's totally
okay.
That's
the
not
art
a
style
bad
is
thing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it
looks really nice.
Yeah. I thought so too. It's developed by Wolf Brew Games.
Where's my sound?
Based in...
apparently 2's too low.
Hemphill County, Texas.
Hemphill.
Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
You also muted your computer.
I unmuted it.
No, you didn't.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't sound like you muted it. Everybody get ready to be crit again.
No, we're good.
Now it's not muted.
I trust him this time.
No, it was unmuted. Yeah, he's full of shit.
Well, part of this game is the heavy metal music in the background. So.
Oh, nice.
Well, we're getting there.
So we'll get there.
You got
eventually.
A taste of it. A really good, very metal taste of it.
Now you
here
can
we go.
Hear it.
Just a little more.
Oh? Oh.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
You want it louder than that?
No, that's fine.
I would have said a little bit louder, but...
Yeah, I'm not
the fuck
being
is
very
that noise.
That? That's him crunching over blood and guts.
Nice.
And he died.
I had the tiniest sliver of health left. Let me tell you, by the way, when I made that weird face at you earlier, I stepped on this puddle of blood that had some crows around it.
Oh, yeah, the trap.
And I didn't know what it was. And I just, like, the crows flew away, and I was like, oh. And I walked forward, and I exploded into blood and guts. And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, so what's the game about exactly?
It's a hack and slash.
Well, I know, but I mean, is there a story?
There is a story. I only played for about 30, 40 minutes, so I haven't really gotten too far into the story. I feel that the story's a little lackluster, mm-hmm. you know. Some of the dialogue's kind of funny, like when it uses things like WTF and stuff like that in the dialogue of this like old gothic kind of game.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a little disconnected.
But overall, I think it's a pretty fun game. It's got some mixed reviews on Steam.
I don't know why. This is actually
55% negative.
It's hard. I feel like they are just pussies.
That's kind of how I felt too.
Can I read one of these?
Yeah, definitely.
So this is a review on Steam. Unforgivable Caleb. he's got a really well written review. It's not recommended. He's got. Looks like less than 30 minutes on record when he put this on here, but it sounds pretty good here, so here we go. The game has potential. It's a 2D side-scroller that reminds me of Castlevania and Metroid. With a nice art style, amazing animation, and cool soundtrack. So why am I giving it a not recommended rating? Well, the controls and combat feel sluggish. The game doesn't bother to give you a tutorial or even a basic explanation of the controls. The hit detection is off, and there is there's oddly no sound effects. The repetitive music, as nice as it sounds, doesn't help. If there were an early access title, I'd let it go off easy. But this is a fully fledged release, and such issues like this are hard to ignore. Maybe in a few months' time, it will get better. But as it is now, it's not worth the $13. So I think that speaks volumes, especially someone that didn't say, you know, like this guy. The game is unfinished. It should be early access.
Yeah, he didn't just shit on it. He gave valued reasons as to why he thought that way.
He did only play
and
it
so,
for 30 minutes.
And they're all valid reasons, too.
Yeah, and 55% of the reviews are negative. So that's why they're in, like Adam said, in the mixed review status. But that's a... You know,
that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted you guys to play it, because a lot of the complaints are sluggish controller or input lag and stuff
like
that.
I'd like to try it here in a second.
And I don't know if you guys, you were playing it for a few minutes now at least. Did it feel like it was too...
Here, I'm going to get over there.
No, I didn't think that there was like input lag or anything like that, per se. The lack of tutorial, I would give credence to that, for instance, like the trap on the ground, like... Oh,
it'd
I
been
exploded.
Nice if you knew that there were at least traps.
I mean, I died, I went back a couple feet, and then I redid it, and I jumped over it, and I went, oh, okay.
Like for instance, there's this one point where you come up to a bunch of enemies, and it tells you something on the top, like, spirit bombs are a good way to get rid of groups of enemies, you know?
What's a spirit bomb?
Exactly. Like, how the fuck do you use a spirit bomb?
What button?
To be honest, I didn't even know until I watched a video review later on, and some guy explained how to do it. It's just like... Crouch down and press circle or B, whatever.
I would have never thought to throw a bomb. I
think
to crouch.
This is jump.
Yeah.
You know, like,
bullshit.
Block attack. Is also down,
you
too.
Also,
that
so.
Makes sense, though, because that's block in other games.
Kind of, yeah.
I would make that connection eventually.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I really feel that that's like them not putting in a basic level one tutorial. Just text lines and basic things. Like,
yeah.
You know.
At least for the basic stuff, you know.
Try and run and jump.
Do a spirit bomb. Here's how you block. Here's how you attack. Here's how you jump. Watch out. There are traps. Maybe they look like this, you know?
It could have been just as easy as when the one part says, use a spirit bomb to take out groups of enemies, have a picture of a down arrow and the B button or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, absolutely. That would have just been an extra little two characters of text.
I mean, otherwise, I kind of disagree. I think it's worth the $12.99.
Even with these follies, you still think so?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's
still
a fine game.
You're not paying a ton of money for a game. Like, you know, I'm not saying it's not an expensive game.
Right.
The art is fun. I do like
it. It looks
this music.
Really nice, yeah.
No, it looks good, and it.
Do you
know what it looks like? It looks like childhood.
Yeah.
looks like my dreams.
You had a fucked up
childhood.
Yeah,
do you want to talk about this?
No, just a side-scroller game type in the art style.
You know, it's very
classic.
It does feel, like I said, if I played a lot of Castlevania, it looks very Castlevanian, which is not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination.
What about a little bit of a stretch of the
imagination? No, by no stretch.
None at all?
One of the other complaints that I heard is that you'll get... Like, you get multiple weapons. You'll get, like, a flame sword at some point and, like, an ice axe, I think it is. Mm-hmm. But basically, they all just kind of do the same thing. Yeah. You know?
They chop things.
Yeah. But, yeah, they could have even added something towards, like, the flame sword does damage over time. The ice axe slows enemies. So then you can just kite enemies back. Yeah. Like...
Okay.
No, I just feel like, unfortunately, that there are a few things that could be added, but still overall. I mean, everybody seems to be enjoying the shit out of it as we're recording right now. So.
No, and he's trying to figure it out, and he didn't get the luxury of, like, playing through. This part actually got really hard here.
There is a few parts that get pretty hard. I like the left trigger that makes you slide backwards.
Yeah. Oh, like a little, that's like, so,
yeah,
jump.
You take a couple hits, and then you slide backwards.
Left bumper.
It really helps for, like mini bosses and stuff like that. So
we can kite them around back and forth.
Right. Yeah.
My problem, I keep hitting square to attack. Because X and square are always attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are they never not attack? Yeah. You know what I mean?
My biggest pet peeve is that the...
X?
That it's on a PlayStation controller and square is jump.
I don't know. I think that even if it were X and jump, that doesn't really make sense. A or X should be jump in that scenario. They also have a really kind of weird hit lag where you get hit and then you can't move for a second, but there's no animation indicating that you're in any kind of recovery mode, so it just feels broken.
Yeah.
I don't know. The game seems okay. There aren't enough melee moves. Like, you can do this, and then you can turn around in a circle and backslash, but otherwise it doesn't seem like there are a lot of combinations.
There's a point when you hit the enemies enough, there's a point that, like, this little red line goes over their neck, and if you do that big slash move, you'll chop their head off. You'll gain mana or magic, whatever it is.
I see. Well, that didn't seem very obvious to me, but I didn't play it from the beginning.
That's one of the problems. Like, I think it needs a little bit of a tutorial level just to kind of explain what's going on.
Or just tooltips as you play.
Right,
just tooltips.
Yeah, absolutely. To
be fair, there are a lot of games that don't have tutorials at all, and then you learn by doing in the first level, like in Shovel Knight, for example. There's no explanation on how any of your abilities work. They set up scenarios where you have to learn to get past it.
Right. This actually was by design, according to the developers on Steam, that's what they were going for, you know.
I don't know. I think a tutorial level without, a tutorialized kind of thing, where it's just funneling them into situations where they need to learn a specific skill, would have been good. I don't know. Do you feel like that's what happened, John?
No. So I know what you're talking about. Where they force you to
like
learn
in Mega
the
Man, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they force you to learn a move that you have to use. They don't do that in this. Like, they don't force you to use something.
That seems like a poor decision.
You can beat it however you
There's
want.
There's also no sound.
I turned down the effects
volume.
The
sound effects.
All of it?
It's low.
There's still not very many
I didn't
effects,
hear
though.
Any, like, hit scan sounds or, like, you swinging or him going, hoop.
One of the videos I watched, they turned off all the music and just had the effect sounds. And there's some real, like, thunk, you know. But there's no like, sword sounds and shit. I think there should be more effects, for sure.
Swoop, swoop, swoop.
And that may be something that they're going to work on. They are talking about, releasing patches in a few weeks to fix some of these controller issues and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's basically unplayable on the keyboard, so...
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
There were some complaints in the reviews of the keyboards, the keyboard controls being broken, so...
But, I mean, realistically, side-scrollers are better off. You're better off with a controller
anyway.
So
it definitely has a lot of the side-scroller elements in it. I would need to play it more to have a really good opinion of it. But based on just those things, there's definitely some things that are fundamental to side-scrollers that I think are missing. But maybe it would be better if some of those things were more obvious, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
But I don't know. That not having an animation for recovering is a real big no-no, I think, just in any game. Because it's not obvious to you, unless you played a lot of games.
Yeah.
Some people are over-exaggerating. I think that there are a lot of over-exaggerations. Maybe they're playing on really shitty computers. I don't know. One guy said that you literally have to hold down the
the your joystick in a given direction for more than half a second to move, which is obviously not true.
No, yeah, this is very responsive.
I think that what they might be experiencing is the hit lag. Right after being hit, you have a, there's a certain amount of time. Like, they're probably thinking that, and that, I mean, that could just be a misconception from a problem that they don't even really understand.
Right.
So,
well, and like you were saying, with no animation, knowing that you're stuck like that.
Yeah, they
that,
think it could just would... be a controller problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, but that obviously is intentional, right? You know, like, it's not like that just accidentally happened. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I would hope that it gets better. I would play that. I mean, it is quite metal.
Yeah.
It's very metal.
It's definitely interesting to see, like, what they patch in the future. I think the game's pretty fun. I would say if you don't mind spending $13 to try it out, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it enough to make me, like, well, you can't play it. You know?
Yeah, it's not unplayable by any stretch of... It's not even close.
I do agree that with these kind of problems, the early access title is probably something that they should have used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it does. Yeah, I mean,
charge like $8 or $9 for it instead of the full 13.
Well, you could charge 13. You don't even. You could still charge 13 if it was early access.
It's just
early access games. Like, what was it?
Ruby that I played. It's $15 early access.
Yeah,
and they're still patching that shit.
People are more forgiving of early access.
I think Global Annihilation was like fucking $70 when it came out early access. So.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
I played that game for free.
In 3, 2, you're muted. Just the game. Just
oh, okay.
Not completely.
Now I can play in silence and nobody will know what I'm doing.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I got on it. It's a fairly simple game, but I think it's fun.
I can see your face in your monitor, John.
I know.
You look like a chipmunk.
We going to move on then?
Yeah, we are.
All right, well, the gadget I'm talking about this week, it's called the Flip Flick. And it is...
A porn.
Yeah. it is a smart controller that automates ordinary blinds in seconds with no tools. Basically, it's a device that you hook up to. It'll work with vertical or horizontal blinds, and you just hook this device up to the little part that you twist to get your blinds to turn. You know, it won't control height or anything. And it comes with a companion app, and you can hook it up to where you can have it open or close, or just how open your blinds are, either by via timer, via how light or how bright it is in the room, the temperature of the room. So if it gets too hot, it'll automatically close your blinds so you don't just have the sun like baking into your bedroom all day.
Yeah.
Or you can just do it manually with the app that comes along with it. It is tethered to your smartphone, so there is a companion app. And it is solar powered, actually. So it comes with a small device that you hook up to the not the outside of your window, but to the window, so when the blinds close, it's...
On the other side of the blinds.
Yes, yes, thank you, Peter, thank you. And so that way it's constantly staying charged. I thought this was really cool. I did like the fact, which was like, oh, that's cool. You know, if you could do that to, like, your entire living room or the entire south side of the house, depending on, you know, how what kind of sunlight it got. Until I realized that it's, it's $85 for just one. And yes, $85 for one. And it says one pack. And I was like, oh, maybe one pack is like one solar charger, a few of these dongles, and then obviously the app that comes with it. No, it is for one solar charger, one thing to hook up to your blinds, and one micro USB cable. So if you want to do this to multiple rooms in your house, which I imagine you would if you were going this route, it's going to cost you a couple $100. That being said, that's really my only qualm with it is the price point. I do think it's really cool that it can be used on vertical and horizontal blinds. You can even use it with, like sliding glass door blinds, which are, well, vertical blinds.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can set it up to where it would open up, like you can have a sort of motion sensor. So like if you really care about your cat's feelings and want him to get some sun, if he walked into the room, it'd be like, oh, there's something moving in here. And it would just open the blinds throughout the day. Or you could, you know, like, fuck with your neighbors and have them open and close every 5 minutes. You can even
the fuck
have,
are they doing in
just
there?
Just put a mannequin on the other side of it.
Yeah. So it just, like, opens and somebody's looking.
Yeah. It's just some creepy mask. Up.
Like, little, like, glowy eyes.
Mm-hmm. You can add devices through the app, so you can either have one phone control multiple, multiples of these, or you can have multiple phones be able, or multiple devices to be able to control it. So if... Say I'm at work and John doesn't want to get up off of the couch to go open the blinds, his phone would still be able to be tethered to it. It's not like you would have to, you know, text me, hey, can you disconnect so I can connect, or anything silly like that. So I thought that was a really good idea for them to do that. Otherwise, I feel like just one person would take advantage of it in a house, and everybody else would be like, well, fuck this, I can't open the blinds. Because you do have to take off, like, the little stick or the little whatever twisting device is
right,
on your blinds.
Because that's what it hooks to.
Yeah. Yeah. So once this is hooked up, you can't manually do it anymore. That's pretty much it. Opens your blinds for you. It's super easy to install. Small.
Man, so for people with carpal tunnel, this is
this is the best.
Yeah, or people that are loaded. That
John,
could, you know, afford $85.
Why the hell is it called Flip Flick?
I don't know. Because they're, like,
clever.
Yeah.
Because they're clever. Because
they think they're clever.
Clever and stuff and things.
Because.
Yeah.
Flip the blinds. Flick the.
Bean?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were just going to end on because, so yeah. You mad props for continuing on.
Because.
Mad props?
Mad.
Okay.
Are they like McLarge huge props?
They're,
they're
very angry McLarge huge.
Did you beat the game already?
Yeah. Props.
Oh, obviously.
Wow. Nice.
No, I did find out something really cool, though.
What?
So,
blinds
like,
are awesome.
Turn it off. Peter and Josh played. So, you know that rock wall you broke through right before you dropped down to the next part of the level? If you shoot your ability to break it, it stays standing and you can push through it. And I knocked one of the cubes down, and then I could push the cube around with my character. So I pushed it in front of the enemies, and I stood on the other side and attacked the shit out of them.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap. I was like, I knocked down a shield. Anyway, sorry. It's just, that was cool. Also, I've decided that the input lag for attacking is because he wields a giant fucking sword, and it takes a second to fucking swing it. That's all I got to say. It's huge. All
right.
Possibly.
Check out Slain.
Check it out.
And the flip smart blind.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about this.
The flipper flick.
Yeah. If you got money and you want your home to be wicked smart, you could make your blind smart.
Don't.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
That's pretty much it. That's all
I think we're going to move on to our final segment then, which is more noob tips by Peter and John.
Because you guys are the noobest.
This Swoop week, it's Heroes of the Storm Edition, Swoop to Doop.
Swooping and dooping.
I think the Swifty John Gar is going to go first here.
That is correct. So. This is a MOBA. I just want to clear that up real quick. This is a new MOBA.
Take off your pants and your panties.
From Blizzard. It's not like uber new.
Shit on the floor.
It's been out for a little while, right, Pete?
Yeah, it's been out for a while. It was in beta for a while as well. So
yeah,
they've announced this three, four years ago, and yeah. So now it's finally coming into its own. So
yeah, so I've got here. Say goodbye to creeping and last hits.
Well, you shouldn't creep on people, John. That's gross. It's creepy.
But he's Swifty.
All right,
he's Mr. Bulldog.
That's actually Mr. No, but basically, so like if you've played any MOBA, creeping has always been kind of like a big portion of it. So like your tops, mids, carries, stuff like that. People, like, you're trying to last hit and creep to get the most gold possible because you get a gold increase for being the person to last hit something. Now, since that is not a thing in this game, there is no gold for the team to spend. And there is no, like, benefit to you for last hitting creep other than some
like
ability.
Like having ability, yeah.
Yeah,
even like, then, even then, it seems like most of them are written such that you just have to be near them or yeah. have to hit them before yeah. they died at
some
point.
I was going to say, I don't think any of them I even read said you had to hit them. They just says
Nazeebo.
Creeps near you.
Yeah, one of
you have to apply your poison to as Nazeebo in order to... And they have to die while the poison is on them.
He's
but
the
otherwise,
witch doctor, right?
Yeah, yeah. It, otherwise he doesn't have to be the one to kill them. His poison just needs to be
has
on them.
Has to be on
yeah.
them. Like, has to be affecting him. Yeah. And so that I actually at first I was like, well, but it makes the game feel way more action-packed because now when you come into your lane, you are focused on pushing your lane, but you're not focused solely on last hitting. So, like, in Leagues, I'll run around while my support covers me if I'm, like, the ADC, let's say. And then I'm focused on making sure I get that very last hit on the creep. And I'm, you know, and I'm checking my creep score. Like, if Lenny's supporting for me, I'll make Lenny. I'll be like, what's my creep versus creep? You know, because it's literally that important in the early game. And here it's not. And so you get to just focus on pushing your lane and fighting.
Yeah,
so right from the get-go, you're just brawling.
Yeah, it doesn't turn into like a 15-minute grind fest in the beginning of the mm-hmm. game, which is what most MOBAs do. Because everybody's like, I got to grind up. I got
to
get
yeah.
ahead of
well,
the
well, it's
person.
Even more so in Dota where you can last hit your own creep yeah. to deprive the enemy team.
you know, that's even a whole nother level of creeping, in my opinion, because I came up on leagues. So the whole Dota, like, taking out your own creep to deprive the enemy, or it's like,
deny.
That's... You're still depriving him, right?
Yeah, but that's the word they use.
Deny. But, no, so I actually like that there is no creeping. I like that you come out in the lane and, like, so trying to gank right off the bat is huge in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guarantee almost every time you go into your lane, it's starting with a fight. Everybody throws
you
down.
You gotta be wary in the very beginning.
Yeah.
More times than not, I see games start with a vast majority of the other team in one place. Setting up a gank.
Yeah,
like,
well,
that is more common.
You know,
than
three
not.
People in a lane that only has two people and mm-hmm. stuff is super common, where they're just like neglect a lane for a minute,
or all of a sudden there's just five people bottom, just out of nowhere, just like, oh shit, old
that happened.
Here.
That was rough, but yeah, no. So no creeping. That's like I said, was new to me, and I think extremely fun that I didn't have to worry about that aspect of the game anymore.
This is Peter the Plant Boo. All matches are objective-based, giving the team who manages to capture the objective a sizable advantage over their enemies. And so I'm just going to lay out a couple of different like game types they have. So they have the same, or at least similar characteristics to every other MOBA. They have 2 to 3 lanes, and they have towers in them. Creeps are going down the lanes and pushing them. Those are very common to MOBAs. This is the same here. Except instead of just pushing those lanes, generally there's a third objective, like our secondary objective, to breaking down their building. And actually sometimes the objective is necessary in order to destroy their core. So one of them is, I think it's just called bell towers. And so your turrets are actually large cannons that shoot directly at their core or their nexus, if you're familiar with leagues. And during the course of the game, there'll be these shrines that open up, and you need to go and channel on them for a certain amount of time without being hit. And then once you've done that, all of your towers and your core shoot these kind of spirit bombs over at your enemy core, dealing damage directly to it. Otherwise, you can't even get into their base mm-hmm. during this game. Like, you can destroy their outer towers and take them over, so that next time your team channels one of these objectives, you shoot 5 spirit bombs instead of 4, but they can always take it back to you. But there isn't an avenue directly to the core to deal damage with your heroes.
We realize that this could actually be a benefit to you, because, like, we healed our turret by having them take it, and then we took it right back, and we're like, ha, it's at full health.
Exactly.
Like, thanks.
It definitely adds a new aspect to it, which I think is nice, because it's, again, back to John, without the creepy or anything like that, like, it forces you to get out of your lane to go actually.
And it forces
engage.
Confrontation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All of them force confrontation. Another thing that I wanted to point out about just all of the game types in general, that's just one of the very many game types. They have ones that involved gathering gold, gathering seeds,
gems.
Getting gems and stuff, and sometimes you have to turn them in, sometimes they just go directly towards something. But in all cases, the other neutral jungle creeps also drop these things or give you some sort of objective bonus beyond just their normal purpose, which as far as, you know, they've made every aspect of just the normal MOBA characteristics of the game feed into these objectives, so that no matter what you do or how you do it, you can still help towards the objective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So this is John Boy McSmalltiny. And so on this is something I actually really like. So there are daily quests which award you with gold, the most original of currencies, might I add. The quests are generally simple, such as play 3 games or play 3 games as a just simply play 3 games or play 3 games as like a support champion. And then there are 4 basic character types, which are as follows, and then it just says support. There were more there before, though.
So. Support, warrior, assassin, and specialist.
Where did that go to?
I didn't. I just said it.
Yes.
Mine's just,
I don't
just
see it
ends
either,
on support.
No, I just said it. That's all it is.
Yeah. Anyways, now those character, that's like the character type, like what they fall under. And then within that you could be like a melee warrior. Or, for instance, or, like, you can be an assassin, but you can be a melee assassin or a ranged assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there are melee healers and ranged healers.
Yeah, those roles are just the highest, like, the lowest abstraction that there
is. Exactly, yeah. But it just gives you a quick breakdown of, like, what... And so, like, playing for, like, today, my daily quest is play three games as a specialist. So for the first time, I played that little goblin dude with the robot on his back. And
Gazlo!
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. Gazlo. How did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, wow and things.
Actually, my daily quest today was I had to play three games as any character from the Diablo games. Mm-hmm. So they'll do things like that since they're pulling characters from multiple games.
So you played Tyrael, right?
No, I played Diablo.
Just
Diablo. I didn't like Tyrael that much.
You play as Diablo.
Yeah, I know.
I felt like Tyrael's damage compared to a lot of people that are melee warriors were not... It's not really on par.
But he's an angel.
He is an angel, and he's cool. His freaking passive is when he dies, he's a freaking Kog'Maw. You get to follow people around, and then you explode. And then you can get a point into your talents that allows you to throw... So, like, you can use your talents. They don't do damage, but you can use them while dead. So then, after you die, he has an ability where he can throw a sword and then teleport to it. So, like, if they get away from you... You can throw your sword and teleport to it and still detonate on them after you're dead, which is nice. Cool. So you can run them down. Like, it makes it much harder for you to dodge Tyrael's death explosion.
They have quite a few unique characters that have stuff like that. One of them is the Skeleton King, King Leoric. He never leaves the battlefield. So traditionally in a MOBA, you die, you're dead for a certain amount of time, then you go back to the fountain, which is still true in this game. Mm-hmm. But with King Leoric, you stay around as a ghost. You can still attack and do stuff, but you don't do any damage. It just makes you come back to life faster. And when you respawn exactly where your ghost is. That's awesome. You never leave the battlefield.
Yeah, so you can die and then stay in the team fight and just beat on them.
And follow people around and haunt them. Be like, what's up, dog? You can't do anything about me being here, so.
Yeah, and then when you do come back, you're just, like, on top of them already. You're like, what's up, life drain?
Diablo actually has something that's, I mean, it's different than that, but it also has to do with him dying. If he's gathered enough souls, which he just naturally gets from being around things that die, instead of your timer being 30 or 45 seconds, it's 3.
Yeah, so you come just, back super fast.
You come back, especially late game, you're just like, I'm dead.
I didn't know that for a while. Yeah. I was like, Lenny just kept getting, or you got getting up faster than me, and I'd be like, I was like, I died before you. Like, what?
No, it is a cool passive.
I'm definitely playing
one of
this.
His traits, which I know we'll get into, is it lowers the cost. So instead of being 100 souls, it's 60 souls. So, I mean, late game, anytime you die, you're right back up because you're so tanky that you actually dying takes a while, which is plenty of time to gather those soul stones.
As long as you go into lanes and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
This is Pete's Wanna Bahama. But
Pete's Wanna Bahama.
Pete's Wanna Bahama?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Bahama.
I'm having trouble saying my name. Sorry, peeps.
Let me fix that for you.
Sorry, peeps. Pete's Wanna Bahama.
Friends that fight together level together. Players don't gain experience for themselves. They fight to gain experience for their team. Your teammates are always the same level as you. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird. We thought this was the kill score in the very beginning. When the UI, just like in League of Legends, if you look up, there's the team score. You know, how many kills they have versus how many kills you have, or at least it's like that in Dota. But actually, those numbers in Heroes of the Storm are the team levels. Mm-hmm. So when your team gains enough experience, you level up. And the way that they've set it up so that another team can get the advantage on you isn't through a level advantage and goal advantage, just level advantage, which starts to mean a lot, especially since, like, there isn't anyone on your team that's on par with them. Like, generally, you'd have a spread. Like, you'd have someone on your team that's the same level as them, but everybody else is kind of a lower level, like in League of Legends or in Dota. But in this case, you know, if your team is floundering, then everyone pays the price, which is, you know, cool.
Yeah,
I think.
On the same time, or on the flip side of that coin, rather, which I like, it doesn't, like, in League of Legends, if you jungle and you get invaded early and you get a late start to your jungle, you're going to be behind most of the game. This completely prevents that. So you're not going to get...
Even if you're behind as a team is behind.
Yeah.
Right. So, but you'd still be behind.
But you're not going to fall off as a single individual, which can be very
frustrating.
Yeah,
you won't fall off as hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can still fall off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you'll be dragging your team.
It just depends. Yeah. Well, exactly. But that's how it would work out anyway, right? Yeah. Now, instead of being like, oh, look at this guy. He's only level 6. What a piece of shit. You know, it's really like, you know, we all did bad, and
now we're two levels behind.
And we're two levels behind.
Yeah.
But those things can swing really quickly. Like, if you get a whole team wipe on them, we've been several levels behind, got a whole team wipe, and then, you know, almost caught up to them. So it's not irreparable, but it doesn't definitely gives them an advantage that they can hold if they play well, which is how all the MOBAs work.
The team that gets their ult as an entire team first, like...
Wins
yes,
the next
and then
fight.
If you're going to an objective and you haven't got your ult yet and their whole team has them, like, good luck.
Yeah.
Like, good luck trying to fight five people with ultimates and you none of you have your heroic abilities yet. Like, so speaking of abilities, this is just a bit outside Johnny.
Just a bit outside.
I'm glad someone got that.
I was really missing a... A League of Their Own.
No. Major.
League. I got it. I beat you to it.
I was
going to
say pain. I was like, that's not a pain. Movie.
You want me to teach you a trick to take your mind off that pain, boy? Anyways.
So these abilities.
Yeah, so you start with three basic abilities unlocked. And then you don't spend points like a regular MOBA through leveling on already unlocked skills to increase their metrics. You use the talent points that come into play. So talents are... So you have your three abilities. You never actually level them directly. Like, you don't click on them and pick one you want. And unlike most MOBAs, you don't... Like, they're all unlocked from the get-go, except for your heroic ability. You get that at 10. And then in the talents, talents are just modifiers to those abilities that give them new characteristics. Like, we'll increase the damage by 25% or the range by 25% and the knockback radius by 25% for different abilities, you know? And then,
right.
So you get talents at like 1, 4, 7, 10, and then it goes up a little longer, like 16,
16 20,
yeah.
I think.
And
then
20 is the last one you
get. Yeah. And then those, so like in the basic ones, you'll have usually 4 to choose from. When you get to 10, that's when you get your heroic ability, and everybody has 2 heroic abilities to choose from.
Which is essentially your ultimate.
Exactly. And so then you get to choose which ultimate you want. And they're usually pretty different for how you're playing the character, which is nice. The talents took me a second to realize that I needed to read all of them before I played the champion.
Yep. You because cannot the problem wing is, it through like, a game.
No, because like your first,
build
you're
be
like
erratic.
Trying to. Oh yeah, you do it, and then you'll click on one, and then the next one, you're like, oh, that's cool. But now, because like,
I could have combined it with this other one.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I could have done this, and now that ability, like one ability, would be, you know, whatever's my bread and butter for how I play this guy. Like, I read up on Gazlo, and he has a laser beam ability that he charges up. And if you charge it for 3 seconds, it does 100% more damage.
Wow.
And it just goes poof. But then, since I read through the talents before I played him, I already knew that was the ability I wanted to spend most of my time modifying. And so by the time I was done, I decreased the charge time by half, so to 1.5 seconds. But then I re-increased it by an extra second to 2.5 seconds to max because it adds another 100% damage. So if I now, for less time than the initial charge time from the start of the game, at 2.5 seconds, I can do 200% more damage with it. So now it's doing, like, a lot. You know? And then I modified my little, basically, Heimerdinger turrets, little turrets I can place on the ground, to shoot them with me when I shoot that ability. Mm-hmm. And then they all point towards where that ability is pointing. So, like, if there's a creep wave coming and you throw down 2 turrets and then you charge your laser beam for 2.5 seconds, you literally just, the entire creep wave's gone.
In contrast to that, because he's kind of like talking about scaling different parameters of the of the ability, like when I'm playing Nazebo, which is the warlock from Diablo 3, he has these frogs that he can throw out in front of him, and they get to hop just like frogs out in front of him. And then you have the spider urn ability where you can throw it, and then spiders respond. And they're totally indestructible, and they just chase the nearest like hero and attack them. So you have these two traits that you can add to both to your frogs, where essentially each leap increases, each hop that the frogs make increases their damage by 15%.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, stuff like that, something they're adding, something that it's totally outside of the things you already know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they have another trait, which essentially when your frogs blow up, they spawn corpse spiders, which are in the spider urn that you throw at them. So you can spawn just shit tons of spiders because you... throughout 8 different frogs, and they all explode, and there's all these spiders everywhere.
Yeah. Do they hop in, like, the zigs fashion, where, like, the first hop's good, and then the second hop's kind of weird?
No, they all... It's definitely consistent, okay. You know, like Frogger or something like that.
Can you do that again for me?
I mean, and some of the towns will also add...
Peter's in a rap show.
Like Peter was saying, additional abilities. So, like, Diablo has one to where he throws somebody behind them. When they land, they're very briefly stunned. One of the traits he gets is once they're out of the stun, they're slowed. Later on, he actually gets it where he can have 2 charges of that. So and then you can throw them again super fast.
Like, when
fast.
I play the healer, I always get the second opinion, is what it's called, for her knockback grenade, which gives her 2 charges of it.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Morales?
Yeah, so then what I'll do is, like, if I'm healing somebody and people are chasing us and, like, Adam's about to die, I can shoot a knockback grenade, and then somebody uses a gap closer to get back up on us. I just knock them back again and keep healing. I'm like, ha-ha, what were you going to do?
I like that they gave the medic from StarCraft as a role.
Yeah, right.
She's a beast medic.
Oh,
she's,
dude, the heals stupid. Are for reals.
Her ult, she calls that a little spaceship. Anybody can go click in
it. It's a dropship.
It's a dropship.
Dropship,
it's a medevac.
And then... fly anywhere on the map and just unload everybody all at once. So, like, John
and it heals them for 300 hit points per second while they're in
my ship. Yeah. So actually, technically, it's while you're near it, so you don't actually have to board it.
Which is super nice. You could drop it in team fights and then just...
He'd probably be more useful if you could cast his other abilities.
I would be inside of it still.
Okay, that's true.
And then I would have to fly it somewhere and get out.
And get, okay.
At least I don't know of a way to cast... Yeah, no. As soon as I do it, I'm in the ship. Like, I have a little ship HUD on my screen.
It's really cool. Everybody gets that. Yeah,
oh, you do?
Yeah, we all get it, too.
The same with when you get eaten by Stitches. Yeah. And then you can see the inside of his mouth. You can see his uvula floating around in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So, only half Peevil here, which is funny because that's one of my usernames.
No, as soon as you were talking about your stream.
Mm-hmm. There isn't a jungle in Heroes of the Storm, which isn't completely true. It just doesn't exist in the form that we're used to. League of Legends and Dota and Heroes of New Earth, they have traditional jungles where you just have one character that kind of tries to own that domain and gank the other jungle or come out of their jungle and gank other players at really opportune times. Now they have jungle creeps. There isn't really a dedicated role to it. Mm-hmm. And so the creep camps or monster camps are now called mercenary camps. And with the mercenary camps, depending on the character, you can do one of 2 things. You can kill them. And then once you've killed the mercenary camp, you can capture the point. And then once you've captured it, you get... you get those creeps and they go down the nearest lane and they have different abilities. They're good at different things.
Yeah. Like the big golems lob rocks.
Stronger mobs.
And then you have like knights, and sometimes they come in like kind of packs like in Diablo where you have knights and then there'll be healers and stuff.
My favorite are the skeleton dudes with the things on their back, because the first time I actually watched what they do, they're amazing. They get up and they run past all the other creeps. And they go straight to a wall and then explode.
Yeah, they're
suicide
bombers.
And then you're just like, boom! And you're just like, oh, that was fucking sick.
Sick, yeah.
reminds me of the little
goblin sappers.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, are there goblin sappers?
Seen them yet, but I'm sure they'll show up at some point.
I mean, there are a ton of characters.
The second thing that you can do with the creep camps is that, 3 characters can bribe the creep camps, which is they collect money from killing units, and then once they have a certain number of those, I think 20, they can bribe.
And they can hold up to 50.
Oh, wow. So they could bribe. They could just come up and just straight take it without
just
having
just not bosses,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, it would, oh, God, that would be fucking broken.
What if they could... just like, oh, and you're my boss.
Yeah, you're good. And
no,
it says
I'll
right
take
on
the
there.
Top boss by myself. Don't worry about it.
They've actually got it set up quite nicely. There's a little sign next to every hero camp that next to it has a HUD, which is... you can bribe it or kill it, and the amount of time before it respawns again.
Which I really like the timer.
And if you've taken it, the flag actually changes to the color of the team that took it last.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
So there'll be blue on the map or red.
Oh,
so you can tell if the other team took your camp when you weren't looking.
You can also tell them they take their camps. Cause
You're telling me this game is red versus blue?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Health versus mana, bitch. No.
You ever wonder why we're here?
No. No, get out of here, rooster teeth.
So this is a
hater
prepubescent ploof.
We kind of already covered this, but it's really the most one of the more unique things about the game.
Yeah, so the fact that there are two ultimates to choose from is super awesome.
It's only a one-time choice, and that's what you're stuck with, right?
Yeah.
For the whole game, yeah.
For that game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll just go with Vala, because I play her a lot. Vala has an ultimate where...
Demon Hunter from Diablo 3. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can spin in a circle like, if you're familiar with League of Legends, it would be Katarina's ultimate where she shoots in all directions. And it does prioritize champions, but she can move around unlike Katarina. So I start spinning and shooting all around, hitting everybody, and I can move pretty... And move. You have a movement increase while you're doing it, too, so you can like move around really fast, attacking everybody. Or other ultimate, she shoots a boar straight out in an arrow, like in a row, and then the boars come down and charge and hit people and do a massive amount of damage and stun them. And then if they stay in it, another wave of boars come. And there's a modifier for it later that gives you four waves of boars. So if you fire it in a good spot during a team fight, like, holy shit.
Yeah, I got stuck in that once, and I was not happy about getting hit by four boars.
And for instance, Lieutenant Morales has two as well. And so she's got the medevac that Adam was talking about that can fly people around on the map. Or she has a stim pack, which is a gnarly boost to one character. So it's 75% attack speed and 25%.
Is it the cost of life, just like in StarCraft?
The stim pack?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
It usually, in StarCraft, when you use stim pack, it would deal damage to them.
Unless you have God mode on.
Unless you have God mode on.
I would have to double check, but I'm pretty positive
about
it.
All
jacked up and good to go.
Fire it up.
And then her other ultimate, so the stim pack, and then there's a modifier for that later too where I get the same benefits you get. So I can put that on. So then I also get 75% attack speed and 25% movement speed, which I feel is a necessity if you're going to do that, only because if I want to heal you, I want to be able to keep up with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 25% movement speed and run off and die because I can't catch up to you to heal you, then it's cool.
Well, that's your fault.
No, but the ability to choose between two pretty different ultimates that play completely different is very fun because you get to build very specifically.
And that affects the other traits that you decide to choose as well.
Because, like, your heroic ability, like, you have two to choose from. One could hugely benefit your team in the way that it plays well with other ultimates. So when you get to the level where you guys are really coordinating stuff, like, I'm sure selecting heroic abilities that play off each other
really
well is going to be a big factor.
And the last thing here from the people for the ethical treatment of animals are PETA.
Hi, PETA.
You
that was
have
my
mounts.
Favorite one, by the way.
Yeah, you like that one? I thought that was pretty good.
You have mounts, just like you would in World of Warcraft. Your character has a mount, and you start mounted from the very beginning from Fountain, and it gives you a movement speed buff just like any other.
And then in combat, you lose it?
In combat, if you attack or are attacked, you lose it, but you can cast it again at any time, and it only has 3-second cooldown.
Yeah, super fast cooldown.
Yeah.
Oh, so it makes it like if there is a team fight in mid, it's super easy to get there from bottom. Yeah,
and you can just get on if you escape for a second and then hide, and then you're just like, okay, I'm on my mecha wolf.
Peter's running behind me like, I got you, and then I stopped. He's like, keep moving, and I was like, poof, on my mount. I'm like, ha ha ha, I'm like, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
Or and I also really like using back to Diablo.
I have a rainbow
a great initiation
unicorn
character.
Mount.
Like, I love using my mounts to get into the middle of it. I'm like, I'm just going to run and try and avoid everything and then toss somebody. Like, and it's a great way to try and like get into
cool
the middle
too,
of the
fray if you show
really
up late to a team fight and there's people with low health running away, you just kind of like ride right up on them and then you're like, and within range and like cast your ability. It's terrifying when they're on a mount and they're coming after you and you're like, I need to hit them so they get unmounted. But no, the mounts to me, I think
is
very.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool to have mounts because one, like, oh no, you have to capture this temple on top. Like, if you didn't have a mount,
whoever's
team was
bottom.
Closer
mm-hmm.
is going to have a huge advantage. So the mount to me is a necessity in the way they made the game, and is very smart.
And it's actually a marketing ploy because you can get different mounts.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you can get like collectible
the
mounts.
Play is.
Yeah,
it's just skins, right?
Yeah,
it's skins. Mounts and heroes.
Yeah, I mean, as always, you can use, you know, real money.
Like,
to
I bought a $40
faster,
bundle.
But... Not all of them, but some
and
of them.
And it came with 8 heroes, 5 skins, and 2 mount skins, which were all cool. That's how I got my rainbow unicorn and my mecha wolf. Mecha Shiva!
So this isn't a noob question or anything, but I have a couple questions about the game. Favorite heroes or villains?
Zeratul.
Zeratul? I would expect nothing less from you, Peter.
Thrall.
That's got a special place in my heart for that.
Yeah. Thrall is beast, too.
Creature, brother.
I fucking love orcs.
He's like Volibear meets Olaf.
Volaf.
Well, yeah.
Volibear, Lof.
O-Bear.
O-Bear.
I really like Lieutenant Morales, man. Like, I make people unstoppable. Like,
did you?
I make
actually Zeratul and Lieutenant Morales in lane together from the very beginning because I can just walk up in them and then cleave, and then they can't really hurt me. And if they do somehow trap me, I can blink back to John like immediately. And like, yeah. I'm over here by my healer now.
What's nice too is while Peter's in there mixing it up, my heal has a fairly decent range. I can just stand in the middle of our creeps healing him. And
it's
I'm
a
like, I'm not really
heal.
Doing anything. Okay.
Like,
I'm just.
Kind of like the medic from
Team Fortress. Yeah. Exactly like that.
As long as you have sight on the person.
Yep. It's range in this case. But yeah, exactly the same.
People break the range all the time.
Oh, okay.
And then I can't catch up to them. But her knockback grenades give me a half chub.
Oh, no, wow, totally, man. I was just joking, but like, you were like for real about that.
One thing I do want to bring up to your guys' noob tips, which is something I actually learned the hard way, is when you get up to their towers, it's usually two towers with a fence in the middle, and you can't get past the fence until you destroy it, unless you have an ability that lets you hop over or dash through things. But if you do that, you're fucking trapped.
So
don't do that unless you know like that wall is coming down and your team is going
What's
to keep pushing.
What's that guy's
pushing.
Name?
Illidan.
Illidan.
Yeah. Illidan?
Wait, who?
The dwarf.
The dwarf. The dwarf.
Oh, Mirrodin. Oh, Mirrodin, yeah.
Mirrodin, that's what it is.
He did that the other day to me. He fucking jumped over the wall on me and Lenny and then was like, I can't get out. And we're like, what's up, dude?
There's a bunch. Like, I've done it as Zeratul.
Same time, I've also done it the other way as Diablo. Someone's tried to come up to the tower and like, oh, I'm not that worried about it. I'm like, that's cool. Throw you over the wall. It's level one. Do something about it. Like,
my second question is, would Adam ever play it?
I've never played any games like that, so...
You're probably not, I don't know.
Nah.
I think it would be an easier MOBA to learn on.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember...
Because there's less going on than most.
Last, not
no
the
items
last
or anything.
But the packs before that, there was that MOBA game we played. That
Strife?
Was like, no, it was like...
Smite?
No, it was like unconventional, like... You would be either a harasser, a last hitter, or a healer in a lane.
Oh!
It was an origin.
Dawngate.
Dawngate.
Yeah, I played
it?
Dawngate.
Yeah. It was Dawngate.
Which
Dawngate
one's
was fun.
Heroes of the Storm or Dawngate?
Heroes of the Storm. Yeah.
I really liked Dawngate.
Dawngate was fun. I got over it really quick though.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that they put Overwatch characters in Heroes of the
Storm.
It's
in the wiki.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
They probably just won't do that until the release of Overwatch, because Overwatch
probably
is still
not.
In
yeah,
beta,
no,
isn't it?
And it's then, not even really, but...
And then there is no lore or canonical reason for these heroes to gather right now.
Not that I know of.
There's some opening cinematic to where it's just like, you are chosen to come help, but that's about it.
There was?
Yeah, there's some opening cinematic where people are getting...
I didn't see that.
How did you get the damn cinematic, bro?
I'd like to think that...
there was something, I swear.
It's a fan-made... But I'd like to think that, like, all of Blizzard exists in the same universe, just at different times.
Yeah.
So, like, Warcraft is what came before, and then Diablo is what came middle, and then Starcraft is the end. Uh-huh. And the Terran back history is Diablo. So I'd like to think, like Overwatch is, like, a multiversal or, you know, multi-chronological...
Really, Asmodan is from Diablo. Like, he's a demon from the world of Diablo.
Yeah.
And was sent to you know, fuck up with the orcs and make them attack the humans so that he could take over the world.
Right.
That
was really at the behest of Archimonde.
Yeah. Exactly. They just have to connect a couple of threads.
Really, especially with Diablo and Warcraft, it's so simple. And then StarCraft, you're just like, it's in the future.
Yeah. Same world, 4,000 years later.
Yeah. Cool. Sounds like fun. I'm signing up tonight. So
noob
I'll
tips
play,
complete.
I'll play with you guys tomorrow.
All right, I'm going to play a couple games before bed tonight, but probably only be like
I'm
going to
go home and watch some fucking Teen Justice League or whatever. Young Justice League.
Young Justice. You're watching Young Justice?
Yeah.
Where you at? Later.
Later. sorry.
I think that's
all we have on Heroes of the Storm now. So.
So is that going to do it for us?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. John's giving me a weird look, so...
John's playing with...
I'm playing with his mic stand.
That's the endgame gong.
That's...
I can mute him whenever you guys want.
Right now.
Now.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
So as always, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter. Everything's on Stitcher and SoundCloud. And of course, obviously, waitingforplayers.net is the best place to get everything that we do.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that I'm missing? LazyNights.net. You can check out all of our shows.
.com.
That's right. That's the .com one.
Both work, though. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You can't go wrong either way. So
come participate and chat with me. It's just me writing five fucking lines of dialogue.
The chat was pretty lonely tonight. I was just watching.
Josh talked to himself.
The chat wouldn't let me sign in tonight for some reason.
That's because you're a noob and went to the wrong page.
Yeah, that's definitely the problem.
Well, you are a noob.
But yeah, the last thing would just be listen to us live every Monday at 8 p.m.
That's right.
Pacific time.
And look forward to a video of Johnny shooting a broadhead arrow through his tablet and then stapling it to his wall with just his arm.
Just his arm.
Problem is, I'm probably going to punch a hole in the drywall because I'm so fucking strong.
this is the kind of behavior that I was pointing out before.
John's muscles are big McLarge huge.
All right.
I got McLarge huge.